You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Laredo is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. In the 5 years between 2007 and 2012, the city grew by more than 13%. Maria Velasquez is one of the downtown merchants. She's noticed.
They're moving here from everywhere, especially from Mexico.
That, of course, means that more housing is needed. Subdivisions are popping up and construction is booming. Not a bad side effect, financially speaking, but some old buildings are being torn down to make way.
Well, I've heard they're so old that if you step in, they'll collapse on you.
Since the 90s, the city of Laredo has been trying to strike a balance between preservation and development. A 1996 City Council resolution cites a study that shows 75% of the historic buildings that had been demolished in the United States up to that point were replaced by surface parking. Laredo wanted to avoid that. For Elizabeth Romano Sames, preservation became personal.
Old homes. I mean, I grew up in old homes. I love stuff like this. I love the architecture. I love the lines. I love the wavy glass.
The original? That's
we are standing inside an old home that Romano Sames is renovating into a restaurant and bar. The home was built in 1870. The glass in the building is original, still wavy because back then they poured the glass by hand. Romano Sames shared her passion for renovation with her husband, Hank, a businessman. A couple of years ago, they started buying historic buildings in Laredo. Some were ornate Victorians, others were Spanish colonials. All were marked for demolition.
My husband and I are interested in revitalizing downtown Laredo, and we have a bunch of buildings.
Sames says they've managed to save six or seven, but it's been expensive, and there are always more slated for destruction. So they asked their friends to embrace their mission. Bill Luft did. The 72-year-old architect and designer is the person with the artistic eye. He sees the potential in a crumbling building. Take the restaurant they're currently renovating.
But this was just awful. There was no glass here or windows or anything. It was just all boarded up and it was terrible looking. We found the arches in the wall and put them back to mark where they were, you know, the shutters.
He's done more than that.
See this? You can see the old building, which is the restaurant and bar. And the new part, we just kept it kind of contemporary.
The Siete Banderas, or Seven Flags Restaurant and Bar, opens this weekend. Most of the buildings they've saved from the wrecking ball will be turned into businesses. But historian Margarita Araiza sees another role, as tourist attractions or educational sites. We step into a home in downtown Laredo where some of the ceiling beams are marked with the date the house was built.
It says it right here.
Where is it? What does it say, Andrea?
It's the October, and then it's the 2, kind of 21, de 1861, and then I think it has some initials.
Araiza has run into some obstacles. She leads the Webb County Heritage Foundation. She says few people want to preserve old buildings anymore.
We suffered a big loss a couple of weeks ago in terms of losing a very beautiful historic building that we fought very hard to save. The Webb County Courthouse Annex, built in 1916, just on the verge of turning 100 years old, was recently demolished.
The group met with Webb County officials a number of times trying to buy the building, but the county thought the courthouse was a liability and had to come down. At an August public hearing, Araiza testified before the Webb County Commissioner's Court and Judge Tano Tijerina.
I'm just trying to understand what you're
saying. I think the Texas Historical Commission would be appalled to know that that building is being slated for demolition.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
We'll do it today. More than anything, it's not, we're taking care of
all the county, because something happens, it's monies that we're going to have to be responsible for and have to get in front of a camera and say, well, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? So we're in a tough situation here.
For a building that they claimed was on the verge of collapse and crumbling before our eyes and an imminent danger to the health and safety of the public, it took them 2 weeks to take it down.
The county hasn't announced plans for what is now a vacant lot. Araiza, Luft, and Romano Sames fear it might soon become a surface parking lot. In Laredo, I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.